Hey guys, welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about passive income and what it is and different ways to make it. A lot of people get drawn to the term passive income because of the word passive. And basically, passivity means not having to actually work on a daily basis or work on an hourly basis to make the income. Basically, the idea is that you put in work ahead of time to make content. And then that content either refers somebody to somebody else's product and service and you make a commission, that's called affiliate marketing, or that content brings somebody to one of your e-commerce stores and you make a sale, either on one of your products that you make yourself, like a digital product, or on a product that you make that's physical, maybe like it's a custom product or it's a handmade product, or a product that you made on one of your stores that where you do drop shipping, where you know you sell somebody else's product and you have them drop ship it to your customer for you. So there's lots of different ways to do passive income, but really passive income, mostly, online anyways, is content-based. There's also a lot of passive income that is investment-based. So for instance, if you were to decide to invest in a company, like a certain stock, you were to buy a certain stock or something like that that has a dividend. So any money that gets released to you in that dividend, like I think Costco has a dividend, for instance. If you buy Costco stock, you get a certain dividend on the amount of stock that you own. So you'll get paid out on that every single month. So it's pretty cool. So there's a lot of great ways to make passive income. The only thing is that sometimes people confuse passive income with like semi-passive income, where you still kind of have to work to earn it. And I wanted to make that clear distinction here because really no income is truly passive. It's only, you know, a percentage passive, like 80-20 passive or something like that, you know, because you still have to work to earn it. A lot of the times with affiliate marketing, for instance, you have to write replies back to people's comments on either your videos or your blog posts. And once you engage with somebody, they feel like they can trust you more, then they might actually, you know, use your link to purchase a product from the provider they're interested in. So with that in mind, you have to understand that, yes, you're always going to have to put in some work, but there are different income models and business models that you can use that put in a lot less work, especially later on, and that you can make a lot more of that income passive as opposed to having to do it actively. So passive income, I think in my opinion, some of the most passive income business models are affiliate marketing and digital products and information products. So the reason I say that is because you put all the work up front to create it. So for instance, with affiliate marketing, you either make a video or you make a blog post, you make some sort of a sales funnel, or you make just an email autoresponder with a, you know, squeeze page for with a lead generator, that kind of stuff. And you follow up with that person or not, but you'll make an affiliate commission just because either you're telling them how that product works or how it can solve their problems, or you're reviewing the product, or you know, you're including that product in some sort of a best of resources guide for the entire category of products, right? So there's many ways to do it, but generally speaking, when you make that referral commission, you'll get paid out and you won't have to actually service the product, and that's the key. So servicing the product after the sale is a very non-passive thing, right? So as opposed to e-commerce and dropshipping, whereas you sell the product yourself, you actually process the payment on your website, or you have an account on eBay or Amazon, and you take the payment through there, you have to do the customer service. Now, cool thing about marketplaces is that they'll do a portion of the customer service for you, but if you sell on your own website specifically, you have to do all the customer service. Like if you have a Shopify website, for instance, and you do dropshipping, you have to do the customer service. So you're going to have to either take phone calls and handle the emails yourself or hire a virtual assistant to do that for you. Depends on the profitability, but yes, you're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to do pre-sales and after-sales. So that means phone, email, and live chat, right? You're going to have to do that before people place an order and after people place the order. Now, there's ways to automate the processes, like using email marketing sequences to provide everybody the information they need to know before they place an order and after they place an order, and then also optimizing your website with questions and answers and reviews and detailed product descriptions and you know, brand information and stuff like that, and buying guides. All these things will really help people through the pre-sales process so that they don't have to actually call and talk to you for a long time and, you know, get all the ideas from you. So that's a really good way to automate that process, but still you're gonna have to deal with some phone calls. You know, you're gonna have to deal with emails. You're going to have to deal with a lot of issues between the supplier and the shipping company and the customer when the product gets sold and shipped out and delivered. That whole process can be very active involved. And that's why you hire a virtual assistant for that. So I wanted to make that clear distinction that dropshipping can be partly passive. The sales process can be pretty well automated, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done on the back end for sure. And you're going to have to hire a virtual assistant if you want it to be more passive income for yourself. If you're thinking about buying a e-commerce business and it's a dropship business, just understand that you should not be buying a business unless it has a virtual assistant already managing things, right? Because if you don't, if it doesn't have a virtual assistant, then it's going to be more like a job than an investment. But if you do buy a business and it is managed by a virtual assistant or even a team of virtual assistants, chances are it could be quite a passive investment. You just have to make sure that those virtual assistants are actually doing their job, so you will have to manage them or hire a manager to manage them. And it all depends on the profitability. The thing about drop shipping specifically is the margins are quite low. So unless you're selling really high ticket products and you're selling a lot of them or it's a very big store, it can be very hard to find the profit in order to afford hiring multiple VAs and a VA manager that run one dropship business. So consider that maybe if you're going to start a business, start broader. And if you're going to buy a business, buy a broader business instead of a niche business, one that's making more money per month. It might cost more upfront, but at least you know that it will be more profitable because there's more product to sell and because that means there's more profit. So keep that in mind. Now, of course, I was talking about another passive income model, which is investing. And investing in a business is a lot like investing, but truly passive investing is more investing in stocks and investing in funds. Things that big groups manage, basically like you buy into a group that buys a bunch of real estate portfolios, for example. If, instead of investing directly in the real estate yourself, you can buy a REIT, a real estate investment trust. So I believe that's what it stands for. But yeah, REITs are basically funds that are managed that then they go out and they buy multiple real estate investments. You don't have to do any of that. You just buy into the fund and you keep a portion of the profit that comes from it. So that's pretty cool passive investment. Now, just keep in mind with things like that, that the dividends and the profit levels are going to be much lower. Depending and you're also going to have to be paying a lot of fees in order to manage that money. So if you have a lot of money, like in the millions of dollars, yeah, it might be a great way to allocate those funds into some sort of an investment so that at least the money doesn't get eaten up by inflation. But generally speaking, there's much better ways to make money, especially if you have a business or understand business. You can reinvest back into that business and you know how to do that. That's a way better way to allocate funds because your ROI, your return on that investment is going to be much higher because it's a business. And especially if it's a passive income business like information product based or consultation based or some kind of service based business, the profit margins can be much higher. So for instance, software as a service companies, they have much higher profit margins, so they can afford to hire teams of people to do the service and to also do the sales. And so that's key there. If you want to invest in any kind of business, consider investing in some sort of a software as a service business, SaaS businesses, because their profits are much higher, right? And so if you're working with a product that has 80, 90, 95% profit margins, and on the back end, all you have to do is the customer interaction, teaching them how to use your product or something like that, you know, it's quite a bit more manageable. And of course, you have the profit to hire people to manage it for you. So there's some great business models I've been talking about here, guys. A lot of it is semi-passive and a lot of it is very passive. And the last one I wanted to mention was different types of information products, just so you guys understand that a little bit more. So information products, which are some of the highest profit margin and most passive products that you can create, they take a lot of work on the beginning and to get them started, right? So information products will be something like a book or like an ebook or a video course or a membership site program. And they can be all sorts of stuff, you know, but anything information based that you'll sell for a dollar amount. MP3s, I've seen like meditation MP3s, music files, any kind of music is an information product, more of an entertainment product, but it's a digital product. And any kind of, service or consultation or coaching, that's a service that's a little bit different, but still it's information based, it's digital based, and it's a high profit margin. So things like that can bring you much higher profit margins. So if you can build a business around something like that, it's going to be very passive and it's also going to be very high profit margins. So if you can scale it, then chances are that you won't have to make tons of sales in order to get to, you know, a full-time income potential for one person. And then you also will be able to scale it eventually, and you'll be able to hire a team quite easily because the profit margins are so high. So if you can sell high ticket information products, that's really cool. I haven't quite got there yet myself. I'm selling low ticket membership site signups at the moment, and it's going really good. And I'm at that about that full-time income level, which is really cool. But my goal is to scale that to the next level and begin doing high ticket as soon as I have all the course materials built out. So I'm excited about that. Now, the coolest thing about it is that the passive income with information products and membership sites can be mixed with affiliate marketing to greater increase the amount of profit that you make per customer that comes in. So, you know, for instance, the model I'm working with right now is a low dollar membership subscription model. And then when somebody comes in, I tell them how to use all the products and services that I'm affiliated with and use that in order to build a profitable business. And then that way, they use my affiliate links and I keep the commission, and they get to use the product successfully because I teach them how to use it, and it helps them build a business. So it's a win-win-win. For me, it's a win for the customer, and it's a win for the vendor of that product. And of course, it's a win for the world, because now the world has a successful member of society and a contributing member of society, somebody who's helping trade happen and facilitate it around the world. So win-win-win-win. And yeah, so it's very passive still. I create the content up front. I create the funnels. I go and create the paid advertising. I go and create the emails. And then I can pretty much sit back and let it, you know, bring leads for me and then make sales for me, which is really cool. And yes, sometimes I, you know, am not fulfilling the greatest potential, but I am always learning. And that's the key, guys, is that as you build out your passive income empire, I'd like to call it, because it's probably not going to just be one thing, but it's going to be a bunch of things. You have to focus on learning as you go, because this is a lot of stuff to learn, and you'll forget a lot of it. So just make sure that you're focusing on that and that you're always pushing and trying to grow your passive income business as much as you can, because at the end of the day, having a nice recurring income and having nice passive income happening from affiliate marketing is very, very cool, and it's very calming, and it's very consistent. It's a great way to have an income that you don't have to constantly be worried about disappearing because of competition, right? And yes, there's competition with affiliate marketing, there's competition with information products, sure. But the key is that if you keep learning, you can keep scaling. And if you keep innovating, which is key in any marketplace, is to innovate as an entrepreneur, then you can beat your competition. And whether you're beating them or you're working with them or both, which I always recommend trying to work with your competition in one way or another, collaborations are great within any marketplace. If you can differentiate yourself from your competitors some way, in some unique way, and then you can probably collaborate with them, and you can share your customers with them and their customers with you and their leads with you and your leads with them. And you know, even if they don't want to collaborate, there's ways you can actually collaborate without them really even knowing. And I'll probably get into that in another podcast episode, some hacks with that I figured out. But anyway, so I hope you guys understand that. Passive income is awesome. I recommend going all for passive income if you can, especially, you know, with a large chunk of your time. In the very, 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 very beginning, it's really cool to start some sort of a blog about your life, basically a personal blog or a personal brand. I know it can be scary to just kind of put things out there, but you got to start telling your story early on, because if you do that, it makes it a lot easier for people to know, like, and trust you, and that's what it takes for people to buy products and services you recommend later on. So I recommend starting some sort of a YouTube channel for yourself with your name on it, and starting some sort of a business with a website with your own domain, your name for your domain, and blogging. So create videos and then create blog posts, and just do that for as much as you can about your life and yourself and, you know, things that you think about. Maybe even start your own podcast like I do and just talk about ideas and try to help people and just be helpful and honest. And that will help build trust with your audience. And then those people will want to go to your website and you know, purchase those products you recommend because they trust you. And so if you use it and like it, then, you know, it's more likely that they'll use it and like it if they like you as a person, right? That's kind of how the logic goes. So definitely get that going. I recommend doing that. Even if you're way late in the game, do it. You know, you don't have to use your name. You can use some sort of a branding word instead, you know, that kind of like works with what your lifestyle is or whatever you want to do. But definitely get something like that going, because there's nothing more amazing in life than getting passive income through affiliate commissions and through information products or like some sort of a membership site. It's one of the most gratifying things because you'll put so much work up front to build it, but then on the back end, you really get to enjoy it. There's some great podcasts out there that I recommend that you listen to. One is Smart Passive Income by Pat Flynn, and The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. I think it's called the Tim Ferriss Podcast now. But those two are really, really cool because it teaches you the power of information products and internet marketing, and those two combined can be really, really, really good for your life. You can basically make money while you sleep or while you do other things that you actually want to do so that you don't have to be trading your hours for money. And that's the key, guys. So if you don't want to trade your hours for money, if you want to live the lifestyle of your dreams and you want to be able to wake up and just do whatever you want and you want to be able to contribute to society in a really, really, really amazing way by helping other people, by making friends with people that you may never even have met in person and or, you know, may never meet in person, but at the same time, you could if you wanted to start some sort of a community and then make an event and invite all those people to an event, right? Which is another way of making passive income, by the way, although that's very active as well. But regardless of that, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, this video of passive income. You can check it out on YouTube. You can check it out on the iTunes store. You can check it out on Podbean where it's hosted. Go to ecommerceparadisepodcast.com. So definitely wanted to ask you guys to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you can go to youtube.com/ecommerceparadise. It's right there. You hit the subscribe button and you'll get access to all my free training, my free videos. I have a lot of cool stuff on niche selection, conversion optimization, and all sorts of good stuff for dropshipping. And I'm building more out for passive income. And I have some great interviews with entrepreneurs and other business models like Amazon FBA. And I'll be doing an interview with my buddy today about Kindle publishing, which is really cool. And yeah, my goal with e-commerce paradise is to teach people more than just high ticket dropshipping eventually, but to actually get into more of the paradise side of things, which is living the life of your dreams, which is, you know, really getting into more passive income business models. Like I was saying with the affiliate marketing and the information products, the membership sites and digital products and things like that. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you're interested in high ticket dropshipping, go check out my free mini course. It's called Dropship Secrets. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com and click the link at the top, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com/dropshipsecrets. Check that out. If you're interested in figuring out what niche you should get into, or maybe you already have a dropship business and you want to find another niche, I do have a list of 99 profitable niches. These are niches I actually researched. I found stores that are selling in these niches. So these aren't just fluff niches. These are actually high ticket niches. Every single one of them. So I figured 99 would be plenty. You only need one, right? So just go to ecommerceparadise.com. At the bottom, there's a niche selection banner. You click the button there, or you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get it there. All right. And thanks for listening, guys. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.